you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to this episode of the Play Big Movement podcast. And I'm very excited today to have as my guest, Lisa Patrick. Welcome, Lisa.
Welcome. Thank you very much, Sharon. I'm so excited to be here today.
Well, it's fun because I want everybody to really, we talk about individuals and I host them on the podcast that have created their own path. And we talk about the Play Big movement being number one in your field, living your legacy and creating lasting impact. But I'm kind of excited about Lisa because what she's done is something that it was always in the back of my mind, something that I wanted to do because I'm a CPA, have been for over 40 years. And in this industry of personal development and personal education, financial education, we always want to figure out how we can get more people in the room. And one of the ways that I wanted to have always thought that I should do that is to take the time to get my courses certified for continuing education credit. And so certainly whether you're a CPA or a lawyer or a dentist or a chiropractor, real estate agent, so many different fields require continuing education. And lo and behold, when I was made the introduction to Lisa, that's exactly what she's done. She's created her own niche and has been hugely successful. Her company is called Extra Credits, and she says, turn education into dollars. And I love your quote, my goals help others achieve their goals and dreams by ensuring that everyone has the right knowledge and expertise to learn from to reach their full potential. And from a standpoint of your background, Lisa, how did you get into this field?
By accident, true entrepreneurship at its best, if you will. So I have a legal background. So I have private investigation and went into securities and law enforcement early in my career, in my life. But I have been an entrepreneur at heart. I was born and raised in a small town in Saskatchewan on a small farm. And my parents bred that into me. And so very early in the life, my very first job, I was a private investigator working for a company. And I worked for them for 6 months and said, I didn't like this. I don't like working for somebody else. I want to work for myself. And so I started my own private investigation firm. And so that was really my very first eye into entrepreneurship. And from there, I successfully exited that and had twin daughters. And at the time, I was working with an accountant and she wanted to get some of her information of bookkeeping and tax products that she used internally onto the internet. And so her and I started to work together, and that's really where Extra Credits was born, unbelievably but true. So what happened was, as I was working with coaches and I was dealing with retreat locations that they were at, helping their clients ensure that they had the proper paperwork to support their tax claims for business away while they were on their retreat and convention taxes, we realized that a lot of those professionals that were on those retreats needed continuing education, not just from CPAs, but we had engineers and we had a financial planner and we had an actual coach who was accredited at the International Coaching Federation. We thought if we can take the content that's being facilitated in those sessions and get it accredited, what an amazing value add that would be. And so we started in the construction industry, and then we thought, well, if we can do it in the construction industry, can we do it at NASBA for CPAs? And we found out we could do it there. And then we did it for massage therapists. And then we did it for funeral directors. And we realized, hey, there's an opportunity here. There's a gap in the market. market, we need to fill this gap, not just for experts like yourself, Sharon, who are looking for opportunities to get additional revenue streams in their courseware accredited, but also for the professionals so that they can learn from experts like yourself who really walk the talk. They're, you know, they're out there, they're doing the business, they're practicing the principles that they're teaching. And that's really where Extra Credits was formed.
So everybody watching and listening, I want to rewind, because you said, you talked about the gap in the market, but I teach, you know, the most successful businesses come from solving a problem or serving a need. And so you identified it, and you became, we also talk about, earning the right. So you really focused in on one niche, the construction industry, and then you were able to pull that system that you created and apply it to different industries.
Yeah.
And so did you ever imagine that you would be where you are today when you first started this?
No, not at all. And you know, it's funny because lots of people will ask me, well, how can you be in so many different industries when, you know, a financial planner has very technical skills versus a funeral director versus a coach? And really, we really hone in on the soft skills, because communication skills, leadership skills, those are cross-industry market. Yes, they're, you know, you have to tailor them a little bit differently for each industry. But it's a massive opportunity where nobody really was in that market. There's, you know, we have competition, obviously, because, you know, there's real estate companies out there that are, you know, delivering continuing education, quality content for realtors. But then there's realtors that also are mortgage consultants, and they're other have other certifications as well. And so it's really important that we be able to fill all those gaps in one central location, because we're all busy and we need one place to go that we know that we can trust. And that's really important, that the content is built by experts who we can trust.
And your content delivery, is that online primarily?
It is primarily online, especially in today's day and age, because everybody's just so busy. You know, as a CPA, you're making X amount of dollars in an hour. You're not going to take hours away from those revenue-generating hours to fulfill those recertification needs. They typically happen at the 11th hour, the very last part of your cycle.
Yes, I will tell on my husband. It's always when he's certified. He's an attorney as well.
Yeah,
and he's in the bar for Florida and California and Arizona and DC. And as far as the national, and in addition to the national patent bar. So it's always like, okay, by such and such time, all of a sudden I see him and he's in his office watching hours of online continuing education credit to get those last few hours signed off on. So
absolutely. And those MCLEs in that particular case, right, are really important. I mean, after all, if he didn't do it, he'd lose his certificate, and that would not be good.
Yeah, well, he doesn't cheat. He goes through the whole thing. You know, I see a lot of people who try and scoot through, but well, Mr. Integrity.
And that's a valid, you know, and that's a very valid, you know, point, Sharon. The way that we built our system, so because we were able to really look at multiple industries and work with a number of accrediting bodies, we discovered some of their pains as well. And that's a really, like, that's important, because every industry and every association is usually resource slack, if you will. So their administration and their resources and their availability to handle a big project or a big continuing education program is really cumbersome. And so we realized across multiple markets that everybody was struggling with some of them same pains. And so when we built our program, our learning management system, we partnered with a company that was able to help us really standardize some of those certificate distribution problems that the accrediting bodies were having, so that people can't cheat the system. And that's really important, not only are they cheating themselves, because they're cheating themselves of really good education that really is for the betterment for them personally and professionally, but they're also cheating the system, and that's important.
Right. And their clients, because they're not actually taking the education that they need.
Yeah.
So again, reiterating, you were serving not only the customers, the people that need to have the continuing education, but the systems who needed to provide that education. Yeah. So you were becoming I talk about becoming an expert in your field, but then also you went from expert to authority when you were able to do it through multiple industries. Yeah. So was it just an easy ride, or was there a point in time when you said, is this all worth it?
You and I both know that anything that is big is never easy. It's an ongoing learning process, and we definitely have made mistakes along the way. There's no doubt we've had challenges to overcome, and we will continue to, obviously, because I do believe that in a mistake is always a learning experience, and that's really where we get better at anything we do, right? Because we learn from our mistakes. We hope.
That's my definition. There are no mistakes, just learning opportunities.
So. Yeah, absolutely. Well, and I think too, you know, you talk about money as a life skill. And I think, you know, when you're building businesses and you're building big business, and you and I and you know, everybody who follows you thinks big, none of us think small. You know, money is a big part of what happens in that cycle. And it definitely starts, I teach my kids all the time that it's a life skill, and you have to really adjust and learn from your mistakes, not only financially, but as well as professionally, and don't make the same mistake twice if you can.
So how do we find Extra Credits? Is that this website, extracredit.com?
Yeah, and it's not EX, it's xtracredits.com. And for those of you who are looking for new opportunities, like Sharon first talked about, you'd go to Extra Credits Broker, and that's where we really explain how do we broker your expertise, how do we get it qualified, take away all that time and resources and research that's required in application process. Because again, we know that your resource constricted in a lot of things. And so we make that really simple so that you can go to market very quickly.
All right, that's fantastic. Now, what does Extra Credits look like in the next couple of years? What are you working on right now?
Well, there's a few things that we're working on. We're working on a program right now. We're in research and development, actually, that really systemizes the process of applying your recertification credits directly to your continuing professional development plan. So currently right now in many different industries, what happens is you have to go into a manual program and you have to type it all in and you have to input it. And sometimes it's Excel spreadsheet based, sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's written depending on the association. And so we're working on a program that automates all of that online, and so that these accrediting bodies have a really tight system of a program that they can use for their members and really drive value. Because from the association and the accrediting body perspective, it's all about member retention and value and making sure that, you know, things are systemized and process driven.
And just for all of you that are listening or watching this, understand that in every industry, whatever you do, there's always so many T's to cross. But particularly in what Lisa does, I know in my own field, and Michael, the individual states have different requirements. So for you to be able to get your thing certified, how many in the U.S., let's say, how many states do you have to work with? Are you in all the states?
So it depends on the industry. So I can kind of give you so the people that are listening really truly understand the different market sectors. So if you talk about certified financial planners, for instance, in the U.S., we are a Canadian company, but we're global. So in the U.S., the Certified Financial Planning Board is the authority that actually issues your continuing education credits. They're a national body. However, each state has pre-requirements of how many continuing education credits they require, but typically it's 40 hours a year, and two of those have to be ethics driven, and then 38 of them they decide which practices or core competencies. And there's about 81,000 certified financial planners in the U.S. Works the same in Canada, it's just a different authority. It's the Financial Planning Standards Council of Canada, and there's in China and they're Australia and all over the world, and they all have the same knowledge principles, more or less. They're accrediting body decisions on what meets their standards and what isn't is a little bit different. When you look at the coaching industry, for instance, in the coaching industry, it's again a national body. And of course, you know, you don't have to go state to state. We'd go into the national body. But when we talk about CPAs and we talk about lawyers, for instance, it's in each individual state. So CPAs is at the NASBA, so the National Association of Standards Accounting Business Accountancy, I think that's, anyways, it's a big long, but it's NASBA is the acronym. So their CPEs are state driven, but the authority comes from the NASBA Association. And so we get the authority at the state, and then each province, the onus is upon the CPA to determine how many credits. So for instance, I think there's 665,000 CPAs, and I think it is, in Arizona, there's about 2,500 CPAs that require continuing education. And then, of course, for lawyers, it works differently. Again, you have to go to each state bar to get approval. And we do that typically on the behalf of the client. So for you, Sharon, or for your husband, for instance, because he's in multiple states, we go to each state and get his courseware accredited for each state. And then he would go back to that state.
So again, it all comes down to creating those systems. And as you create those systems that you have, you've created this intellectual property for yourself. And then now you're allowing other people like myself, you and I are in conversations about potentially taking some of my programs and getting them certified. So again, every step along the way, we continue to expand, and we talk about not just being successful, but being scalable, and that scalability comes through having the systems.
Yeah. So, and I think too, what experts need to understand, like yourself, I mean, you already know this because you've lived in the space as a professional with certification requirements. But for some of those experts out there who don't have a certification requirement, you need to understand that this is a mandated industry. This is an industry of professionals that have no choice. They have to take the continuing education. And so if you're a really, truly a topic expert in your industry, you know, why would you not want to be able to deliver them your quality content? It's a massive opportunity that's really, truly untapped for experts. And so
that comes back to when we started this, and the fact that I recognized that a long time ago, but I never took the time, energy, and effort to research it. So I was thrilled to meet you. I do believe that you are, you know, because it is, on one side, it's a requirement, and if you provide good content, then you have a built-in audience that will be, basically, if they're happy with what they take, they're going to keep coming back to you for those same things. So,
and that's what passive income is all about, right, is continually generating more and more and more. Mm-hmm. And what they have to understand, too, for instance, HR professionals, hundreds of thousands of them, there's, you know, 500,000 of them in the U.S. that have to take hours of continuing education, and they have to do it every 3 years. And so, you know, there are 40 hours or 65 hours that they have to take. They have to recycle it again after the third year. And so it's, they're always coming back. So you want to talk about a sales funnel that works. That's definitely one of them.
Right, right. So again, each and every person listening or watching, you may not be kind of specifically in this area, but how can you take what we've been discussing today and apply it to your industry? Because again, we want to take you from being an expert in your field to becoming an authority where people are calling you. Those of you that have seen some of my seminar, I talk about, you know, there's a technical definition of being an authority, but really it's when people start calling you.
Yeah.
And it's when you know people are seeking you out, you've become authority in your field. So yeah. Lisa, thank you so much. We're going to hold on to you for a moment. We're going to move into another interview for our private Facebook page. For those of you who want to hear more about our conversation, make sure you sign up for the Play Big Movement with Sharon Lecter in the private Facebook group. Thank you so much, Lisa.
Thank you, Sharon. And thank you, everyone who wants to play big.
Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.